The Osgood File, sponsored by Clear Ears, the comfortable earplug that dries and removes water trapped in the ears. Clear Ears, better than drops, safe for kids. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. Everybody wants a sunny summer, but in the Midwest,
this field is pretty much a disaster. It's game over here.
More after this from Charlie. It's not quite the Dust Bowl of the 30s, but in parts of the Midwest, even the frogs are running out of options.
All the little frogs went in the mud puddle. I don't know what they're going to do when the mud puddle dries up. Oh well, maybe the beaver will eat them, put them out of their misery.
And the fish aren't happy either. CBS's Jim Axelrod met up with fishing guide Buster Culgin, who says you can still find fish, it's just that they're dead.
Every morning there was a lot of dead carp floating downriver.
Just because it was too hot?
Too hot.
The water was too hot?
Extremely too hot.
Same thing in Wisconsin, Tennessee, and Kentucky. In Iowa, 37,000 sturgeon were found dead along the Des Moines River. And farmers have been posting videos of their withered crops on YouTube. Here's a farmer in Indiana.
Look at the leaves. Looks like yucca. The leaves just rolled right up. There's going to be people losing their farms this year if they ain't got insurance.
Officially, the drought has touched two-thirds of the land area of the lower 48, primarily the Great Plains. And for about 22%, it's considered extreme.
I have no idea what the corn harvest will look like around here. I'm suspecting it will be dismal at best. All the farmers in my town have given up on the corn harvest and are now just trying to save the soybeans.
Video after video of cracked earth and brown corn. Ed Olenek, senior NOAA meteorologist, says there is a little good news.
There have been some precipitation events in the deep south, Texas, Louisiana, and those regions have improved over the last 30 days or so.
But the Midwest at this point would need a good 12 inches to catch up. And what little they've seen is barely enough to settle the dust.
Anyway, thanks for watching and pray for rain.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.